Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's get started. We are learning today Le'ili Nishmas Moriz Grob, Rafael Mordechai, Rav Zalman Tzvi HaKohen. All the Neshamas we learned for should have an Aliyah. We're a little bit behind, not too much. We're in Zayin Omud Beis at the very last of the thin lines. And we were finishing up yesterday the last thing that we had in the Mishnah, in the second part of the Mishnah, we had all those people that could not be included in Zimun for the benching. And we said each of them was obvious that they couldn't, and then we said a reason why it wasn't so obvious. So we have one more over here. You can't count a non-Jewish person in the Zimun for benching. So Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, he's not obligated in the benching. So how could he count in the benching? So Gemara says, you know, we're talking about a convert that hasn't fully converted yet. So he's done over here. The Mila, he did his bris Mila as part of his conversation, he accepted upon himself all mitzvos, but he hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. So therefore, v'lo toval. So he's not yet a complete convert. So therefore, while he's on his way, he's almost there, he can't be included. He's not yet obligated to mitzvahs. You couldn't count it for a minyan at this point, and you can't count it for zimun. D'omer Zera, Omer Yochanan, li'olam ein oger, a person hasn't completed the conversion process. Again, we're not a proselytizing people. We try to push people not to convert. They can be a very righteous Gentile and be a wonderful person and have olam haba. But nevertheless, if somebody does in fact want to convert, so the conversion process is only over, li'olam ein oger, he's not considered a full ger, a convert, achiyimol, until he does the bris mila, the yitbol, and he does his tvila. And by the way, they all owe a carbon. We accept gerim today, even though they haven't brought a carbon, mirtz Hashem, today, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, later on today, so then they'll also have to bring a carbon, just like all of us will have to bring any carbonos that we were required to bring. And until he in fact goes and fully converts, he is in fact not considered yet Jewish. The next part of the Mishnah said, "Noshim va'avodim uktanim emezam alem," that there is no ability to have the women, the servants, Eved Kenani, or a child join in the Zimun as well. They can participate, but they can't be included in the Zimun. Some are of Yossi, others have the Yirsa, some are of Asi. Katon hamutol barisa. Now, what are we talking about in terms of a young child? So Rav Asi says over here that a child in a crib. Arisa is a crib. You have a child in a cradle, in a crib. Mizamin alav. You have two adults there, two men are sitting there, and they're babysitting for their little two-year-old, one-year-old. They can count him towards the Zimun. Aigmar says, our Mishnah seems to say otherwise. It says, Hatnan, Nosh, my brother, Mkhtanim, Ein Mizamin alayim. So you can't count them. So Gemara says, no, the Tan of our Mishnah is one opinion. And Rav Asi holds over here, who the Amar Akir of Yishuv ben Levi. He holds like the opinion of Yishuv ben Levi. What is the opinion of Yishuv ben Levi? The Amar of Yishuv ben Levi. Afa pisho amru katan amuto bariso em ezamnin alav. Even though a katan can't count towards the three, you're right, that's absolutely not allowed. However, I will also sniff liasora. But you can count them to be a part of the Zimun to say the extra word Hashem, in Elokeinu, Varach Elokeinu, you can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the extra Elokeinu, you can count them for that. Also sniff li'asara. You can make the baby in the cradle count towards 10. So you're right, 100%. So everybody asks, how would that be? We don't paskin like that, number one. This was his opinion. And this opinion is, it's a dover shebifar hesya. It's not a dover shebikdusha. And the Teferis Yisrael, in fact, paskins. You'll like this one, Mel. The Teferis Yisrael paskins. If you have seven men and three women, you also can say Elokeinu. You have women also, because it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. Women aren't counted towards a minyan. Why? Zeres HaKosu. Not because they're not as important, and not because they're not Das, etc. That's the din. You need 10 men to have a minyan. But this is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. The Teferis Shmuel, that's a Teferis Yisrael, the Teferis Shmuel, found in the back in the Rosh. I mentioned this the other day. So he says women can count because it's not a Dovah Shemekdusha. You have the same idea for a Megillah coming up on Purim. So the Megillah, do you need a minion? No, you don't need a minion. But we say an extra bracha if you have a minion. So is that a Dovah Shemekdusha? No, it's not a Dovah Shemekdusha, but you need 10 men. So there are those that say you don't need 10 men. Even if you have 9 men and 1 woman, or a combination, it's not a Dovah Shemekdusha, it's a Dovah Fahesi. You need to do something in public. When there are dinim, for example, you're not allowed to do Rachmana Litzlan the goyim are doing shmad, they want us to do certain things that are against our religion. So normally it's yareg vayavar, only for the cardinal sins, the three cardinal sins. But if they tell you in a time of shmad, we want all the Jewish people to wear red colored shoelaces, so then you're not allowed to do that if they're doing it for shmad, for avodah zarah purposes. And you're not allowed to do certain things but for hesia. So but for hesia it is not a minion, you don't need 10 men, you need 10 people. That's according to some. Therefore, that's this concept. Yeah, Jay.
What's the extra bracha we say from Megillah? Unless I misunderstood.
After the Megillah reading, you said Adonis Dineinu. Right. So that bracha, you only say the minion is only to say that if you have a minion. But there are those that say no, it's not totally in a minion of men. You need 10 people. So that's the idea over here. You have the presence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, is now there that you can say Elokeinu. We don't pass it like that.
Minimum of men.
I'm sorry.
You have to have a certain minimum.
So you need to have three men for Zimun. Rabbi Shulman Levi was not saying you could say Zimun without that. Three boys above the age of Bar Mitzvah, three men above the age of Bar Mitzvah. Yeah, okay, that's toward the three. But he's saying you could even count the baby towards making that 10.
Now, and the women, you could have seven women.
So Teferi's Shmuel says any number of men. Here you see it's only one baby. But the women, it could even be more than that. You need 10. The baby, we'll see in a moment, we'll have a little bit more discussion. Again, we don't paskin like this, but we'll see a little bit more discussion in a minute.
You can't have nine women, can you?
For what? So according to the din, you can have three women can do Zimun themselves. So that's the din. It's not the minhag in many places. Right. If three women wish to get together and do Zimun, they're allowed to. What we don't have is a mixed men and women making Zimun. That's not right. Two men, one woman. Two women, one man. That we don't make a Zimun. He said another din, Tisha the Evan mitstarfin. You can have an Evan Kenani also mitstarf over here. More questions. It says, wait a second. There's a Maisa Shahaya, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, famous story of Rabbi Eliezer. She Nicholas Maisa Knesset, Lo Motzu Asara. He can't, nothing new, Nebuch. He didn't have a minion. Rabbi Eliezer, the great Tana, he didn't have a minion. He only had nine people there, and he had a servant there as well. So he freed his servant, and Eved Kenani has already undergone milah. He's already undergone tefillah to become an Eved Kenani. When they're freed, they're a full-fledged yid. So he freed him. So where it says, implication being, shichrer in, lo shichrer lo. It's only worked because he was freed, implying that nine plus an Eved Kenani wouldn't allow you to make a minion, therefore it wouldn't allow you to make 10 for the benching as well. So where it says, no, you don't have the facts right. Trey itztrichu. They had 8 guys. And he had 2 of them over there. So shichur chad, he freed one. Now they had 9. Nine plus the Eved is good enough. That's how it worked. The Gemara says, how was he allowed to free his servant? Ve'echi Ovid, ha'chiv on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, kol ha'mishachar avdo ovir b'yasei. The Torah says, an Eved Kenani, you're not supposed to free them. Shenema, the post says, all of them tavo to you. You have to work them forever, so you're not allowed to free them. So the Gemara gives a famous teretz over here, l'dvar mitzvah shiny. For doing the performance of a mitzvah, you can override this prohibition of li'olam bahem tavodu, because you need them for a minyan, so you'd be allowed to do that. The mitzvah shiny. Other places says mitzvah rabim. It's a mitzvah for the rabim over here, shiny. Okay. Gemara says, nevertheless, mitzvah ba'averihi, it's you're doing something wrong to do this. They're not occurring at the same time. First you're freeing him, and then you're doing this. So Gemara says, mitzvah the rabim shiny. Again, normally you wouldn't be allowed to do this, but here it's special, mitzvah the rabim. And the Bach over here just has a different. Well, for what? Yeah. So, but to do a mitzvah d'rabban, you're allowed to go over this mitzvah d'raisa. Yeah, you can transgress this law. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what's the Bach over here? The Bach says he has a whole discussion over here. So we'll leave this for another time. But there's a huge discussion over here on this subject. In any event, Vamar Shimon Levi. This is a very important halach l'maisa. A person should make sure he gets to shul on time. And you should try to be there, not only on time, but you should be one of the first 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses. This is such an important rule that this whole discussion, if a person wants to put on his tefillin before davening and then go to shul, which is the way they used to do this, that was also considered appropriate. Shouldn't go put your tefillin on shul. You'd walk in the streets and put your tefillin on before at home, but you had a choice. You'd be one of the first 10, or you'd put your tefillin on. If you put your tefillin on, you could be number 11, number 12. So which one should you do first? That's how important this din is. Oh, machlokas in the poskim. So he says over here, you want to be included in the first 10. Shafilu mea ba'machod. There could be Baruch Hashem, 100 people. It's a huge minion, right? It's the 8:30 shachris minion over here on a Sunday morning. The shul is packed, Baruch Hashem. But you want to be one of the first 10. Because the first 10 over there, kibel olav schar kulam. You get the reward for all the people that are there. More questions that schar kulam? So good. How's that fair? You should get their schar. The one says, that's not what we meant. Elema, no slow schar, kineged kulam. You did such a wonderful thing over here that you are getting the schar that everybody's entitled to. That's the nice thing about statements like this. When you say you cause somebody else to do a mitzvah, so you get schar for them doing the mitzvah. What? They don't get? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plenty of schar to give. So he gets his full schar, and you get your full schar. So it's an added benefit. He doesn't lose by you getting schar for spurring him to do the mitzvah. The Marsha explains over here, because you're bringing the Shekhinah. We had earlier in the Masechta that the Shekhinah comes when there's 10 people. So you're bringing the Shekhinah over here. That's a big mile over here that you caused the Shekhinah to come. Here's a famous halacha. If you have 9 people and you have the Orin Kodesh, so you can mitzvah the Orin Kodesh, so to say, for a minion. The question says, really? Omer Rav Nachman, for Orin Gavra? What, the Orin Kodesh is a person? You need 10 people. What do you mean mitzvah the Orin Kodesh? So that's not what he said. Omer Rav Huna, Tisha Nirin Kiasara mitzvah. He's saying, no, you're not really counting the Orin Kodesh. He says, if you have 9 people, and it looks like 10, so then you can count it as 9 under Rishas Hadchak. And we don't pass it like that either. Amilei. So how does this work? So some say, Ki Mechanfei. They're all gathered together. So it's hard to tell if you're doing Hoshia Samech, Rech Zach Zach. We don't count 1, 2, 3. So we say a pasuk. So it's hard to realize you have to count. If they're all together, they're bundled together, they don't just jump at you and says it's 9 or 10. So it looks like 10, so it can count. Or they say alternatively, Vamale Kimivadri, they're all spread out. So it looks like there's a lot. It looks like there's 10, there was really only 9. Again, we don't postulate this. On Ravami, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfer. Another statement, he said, on Shabbos you only need 2. You don't need 3. Shabbos itself, right? Panim Chadoshos, right? We say by Sheva Brachos, Shabbos is Panim Chadoshos, right? We don't postulate like that, but he says you can count that for a Zimun. On Rav Nachman, the Shabbos Gavru, the same question as before. Shabbos is a person? It's not. How can you do this? Elam Ravami, you're right. Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Hamechadidin Zezeh Balocha Mitztarfin. He's talking about if they're really, they're sharpening each other by their Torah learning, so that also allows one to say Zimun, right? We had previously that 2 people could possibly say Zimun. So he says if 2 people are learning, they definitely can say Zimun together. One or 2 such people, it's not just any 2 people that are sitting at the table, one says over a vort that he read on the internet. No. Machle Rav Chisda Kigon Ano Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda said, 2 people like Rav Chisda and myself, Rav Sheshes and myself. And Rav Sheshes did the same thing. Machle Rav Sheshes is going to know Rav Chisda. In other words, 2 Gedolei Hadar, so maybe they would be able to say, we don't possibly any of these over here, but maybe they would be able to go and say, Zibun. Amar Yochanan, Katan Poreach Mizamin Allah. What is Katan Poreach? So Rashi says, Shevi Simonim V'lobol L'chlal Shinov. He's a 10 or 11 year old kid, 12 year old boy that has Simonim. He has sprouted the 2 pubic hairs. So he's physiologically a Godel, but he's chronologically not yet a Godel. So he says, you can count such a boy for a Zimun as well. Mizamin Allah. Tanam Yochi, here we have a Bryce in support of this. If he has the physiological maturity, even though he doesn't have chronological maturity, he is able to be counted. But if he doesn't have Shtei Saros, you're not allowed to go and include him. And we don't have to be so exact over here with the Katan. Someone says, what are you talking about? That's internally contradictory. Number one, you say, Hagufo Kasha. It's internally contradictory. First, you say, Amis, Avi Shtei Saros, in low, Avi low. You have to have physiological maturity. And then you say, you don't have to be careful about it. Vodatoni, Amy Doctor, Kim. So what does that mean? Lasuye Mai, what's the Chiddush over here? Lasuye Mai, Lav, Lasuye Kotan Perech doesn't come to include over here that you're not medactic over here on the age. You're medactic on the physiological characteristics. But if they have the physiological characteristics, even though they're only 12 years old, you can count them. So we made a whole bunch of statements that are unusual for us. And the Gemara says, V'les hilchusla k'kol ha'nishmaisa. We don't pass like any of these opinions. They're das yuchidim, they're individual opinions over here, and that didn't get codified in the halacha. How do we paskin? Elokiyah d'amar Rav Nachman. As we pass like Rav Nachman said in the Gemara in Erechin, kotten ha'yodei alimi mevorchen mizamin alav. The kotten that knows who you're davening to, he understands what davening is about, so then he can be included. Many suggest over here, and he's 13 years old. In other words, he's not a katan in age, but he's not yet motzi somebody midaraisa. And this is codified in halacha, that how do we allow a bar mitzvah boy, right? One of the ways that we demonstrate that a boy is bar mitzvah, so at the Suda's bar mitzvah, we let him lead the benching. Right? In fact, it's so much so. Let's say we have the minhag that we say the Baruch Shepet Torani Bracha. We say that when the kid gets an aliyah, Shabbos is bar mitzvah. No, let's say he's bo bayom, it's Thursday, and they make a big sudas mitzvah, which is a very nice thing, and the kid is bar mitzvah. Now, he's not physiologically mature. Let's take that as a given. Okay, we don't check. Let's assume that he's not. We don't know that yet. He doesn't have a beard. If he has a beard, then you can assume. A person has a beard, we assume if you have hair over here, you certainly have hair in the pubic area. That's a vadai, and it's medically as well true. So the kid who has a beard, he can be motzi other people. We'll let him say parisha zocher theoretically, right? At his bar mitzvah. But he wants to be motzi everybody at the meal, the benching. Benching is daraisa. V'yachalta v'savato v'irata is a bricha daraisa. So can you let the kid bench? So we say, yes, we can, as long as everybody else is benching. Since we all bench on ourselves, he's not really being motzi us. And therefore, the kid who's bar mitzvah is allowed to bench and lead the benching and be mezame. Oh, but he's not bar mitzvah physiologically. You need both to be a daraisa. We rely on the chazaka derabba. The chazaka derabba, I think not rabba. Chazaka derabba. I don't remember now. I'm getting mixed up for a second. I think it's chazaka derabba. We rely upon the chazaka derabba that says, mistama, 13-year-old boy, and this is true medically, 95% of 13-year-old boys are physiologically mature. So we rely upon that for all dinim derabbanim. For a chazaka, we can rely upon a derabbanim. For a daraisa, we don't. That's why our shul, many other shuls, will not let a bar mitzvah boy, if his parish happens to be a parish of zohar, we won't let him go and lay in parish of zohar. No, let him get the Haptorah, we'll get another Aliyah, but we won't get him Zohar, that's Doraisa laning. So you need to be a Vadai Gadol. So if he has a beard and he's 13 years old, then we would let him. But if he doesn't have a beard, we don't start checking, we don't start saying this one yes, this one no, across the board, you don't do it. So if he's motzing them in the benching by saying the benching for them and they answer Amen, so that's a Doraisa, we wouldn't let him do that. But we paskin Halach L'maisa, that we allow him to go and lead the benching, and everybody's benching on their own, so they're really not being motzied by him, so therefore we allow that.
Does the same work for Minyan?
Yes, same works for Minyan. Minyan is Darabonon. So therefore, we allow a bar mitzvah boy to, we count them in, right? Everybody looks around and says, oh, the kid that looks like he's a bar mitzvah boy, so yes, well, you're a bar mitzvah, right? If he says, no, I'm going to be a mitzvah next month, no, then he's not good. But he says, yeah, Baruch Hashem, my bar mitzvah was yesterday, and he's very clean shaven, you know? He's clearly not a gadol physiologically, or at least suspect for such. You're allowed to rely upon the chazaka that, no, he is halachically allowed to lead us in a derabbanan, and he counts for a minyan. Maisa Shaya, Abaye v'Rava, when they were both very, very young. The Mefarshim say this is all when they were very, very young. Havuyasi Kamei Rabba. They were sitting in front of Rabba. Rabba was the Rebbe, even at a young age. They were very bright. Amalu Rabba, Lemi Mevarchin. So he wanted to know, do they fit this bill of being a katan that we could include them in a minyan? Now, they may or may not have been bar mitzvah over here from a chronological point of view. I told you that Loch Lamaisa, we only allow this for a kid above the age of bar mitzvah. A 10-year-old kid, we wouldn't count them as Zimun. But in those days, maybe they did. Or they went according to this opinion. It says, Lav Davka, you have to be chronologically mature. In any event, he asked Abaya and Rava, who do we daven to? We wanted to see if they are a katan that is Yodeya. If he understands, we said, a katan, a Yodeya, let me move. So he asked them. So Amilei, L'Rachmana. So they answered, L'Rachmana. No, he said, L'Rachmana, Hechi Yosef. Yeah, you ask a 2-year-old, who are you daven to? Hashem, right? You train him to say the word Hashem, everybody. It's very cute, beautiful. But he has no idea what Hashem is. So he asked him, no, where is Hashem? L'Rachmana, Hechi Yosef. So Rava, Achli L'Shmei Tlala. Rava pointed to the ceiling, in Shemayim. Abayi, Nofak L'Bra, Abayi went outside, Achli Klapi Shemayim. He said, up there. So Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. Oh, Tavaychu Rabban and Haviyosu. You're both going to grow up to be big Tami Dechachom. I could tell. They must have been very, very young at this time. And they understood who they're diving to at a very young age. Haimu Damriyinshi. This is what people say. Butsin, Butsin, Mikatve Yodia. Others have the gears over here. Mikane Yodia. So you basically have the idea, either one of two beautiful examples over here, that a pumpkin, when it starts to sprout, you can tell it's going to be a good pumpkin, not by the sap, by the juices that are coming out. You can tell, oh, this pumpkin is going to grow up well. So he was basically saying, I see you, Rava, and Abaya are going to grow up to be big Tamid Chacham. I can see already from your young youth over here that you're going to be big Tamid Chacham. Others say it's birds in a nest, and from the nest you can tell over here that the birds are going to grow up well. Okay, the idea is he was able to tell at a young age that Abaya and Rava were somebody special. And in fact, Taka, they were. Arm of the Breda Rishmuel, Barshilas, Mishmei the Rav, the following was said over the name of Rav. Tisha Ochlu Dogon, the Echad Ochayer. Here we get to a very big halacha maisa thing. You have a bunch of people getting together, maybe a shalashunis or whatever it is, and who washed, who didn't wash, right? There's something wrong with all of us that we are resistant to washing. Oh, I don't want to wash. I don't want to say. That's crazy, right? A person should be desirous of washing. It's not a tircha to wash. Oh, now I got a bench. So a person should be desirous. This is a bracha daraisa. New human nature. We don't want to wash. So you have this. You have eight guys that wash and two guys are sitting down there, and I'll just have the rolls. I'll just have this or that. So does that count towards 10 people for Zimun? So that's the question that we're now asking. Tishach l'dogger. Nine people ate dogger. They have a chiv to wash. V'yecharach ha'yerek. And one guy only ate vegetables. Okay? So nine guys had the challah rolls, the challah shudas, so one guy did not. He had yerek. He was just eating the salad. Mitztarfin. So the first opinion brought down the name of Rabbi is that he can be mitztarf altogether over here. Not a problem. They can't be mitztarf. Rav Zeira asked from Yehuda, what about Shmona Mahu? Would this same thing work with 9 plus 1? Would it work with 8 plus 2? 9 plus 1, yes, you're saying it works. What about 8 plus 2? 8 pas and 2 yerek. Shiva Mahu, 7 pas and 3 yerek. Mahu. And Amalei, lo shno. So Rav Zeira asked this from Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said to him, no shno, no difference. 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3. Perfectly good. You can bench for Zeman. You can say Elokeinu. Shisha. Now the Gersa that we have is Vadi Lomi Boilei. 6 he didn't ask. That's the Gersa that we have. He didn't ask that. So I'm going to review me. Why didn't you ask that? Shapir Vadi to the low Iboyalo. It's a good thing you didn't ask that. Awesome time. He's really asking in a rhetorical way. Is it a good thing that you didn't ask that? No. My time. My Mishum Di Karuba. Why is 7 and 3 good? Because the majority of the people wash, so therefore ruba kikula. So 2 6, hachanami ikaruba. So 6 and 4, it's also the rov. So why didn't you accept that? So that's the girsa that we have, that he said, that I knew for sure was no good, and he questioned him, how come you're saying that that's no good? It's a majority, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, what difference does it make? Right? You have an election, right? You get 50.1% of the vote, or you get 75% of the vote. You're elected. What difference does it make? So you had the majority, 7-3, 6-4. Why should it make a difference? Knew what was his svara? The Yusava Ruba de Min Karba'inan. He said you have to have a recognizable majority. 6 versus 4 doesn't look like a row. So easy to maybe say that it's about the same. And therefore, you need a recognizable majority. And therefore, 7 and 3, he knew, he asked the question. 6 and 4, he thought the question wouldn't apply. We have this girsa, and this is how we paskin. This is actually brought down. That if you have 7 and 3, you can bench Elokeinu. But if you have 6 and 4, you can't say Elokeinu. Then you don't have Elokeinu. You just bench Zimun, but you don't have Elokeinu. That's the girsa that we have, and that's the way that halacha is brought down. Others have a very acute girsa that's brought down on the side. Vadai doesn't stand for Vadai. It's in a nutricon. It's an abbreviation. It's Rashi Tevos. V'dalid ochlu yerek. That's what the word Vadai means. It's an abbreviation. So if you have 4 that ate yerek, let me boil it. That he didn't ask. Okay, so that's very cute, very nice, same thing. Others have a different gears over here, but he's basically saying that I didn't have to ask this question. This I knew for a fact was good. And they say, why is it good? Ruba de Minkra. Anyway, slightly different girsa. The first girsa is the way that we actually pronounce this over here. And this leads us to a very interesting story. I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to count 7. 7 is good.
For what? For Zimun, with 3 people that are there eating Yerek. That's the halacha. That is good, Moshe. That is perfectly good. If a person, you have 7 people, challah shudas is where this happens, right? You know, most of the time, people don't want to eat at challah shudas. They don't want to wash at challah shudas. It's crazy. It's a huge mitzvah to wash with lechem mishnah at challah shudas. I don't know why people are so resistant to doing that. I see in the shul sometimes, we have the challah shudas in the shul. So we went to benching. Half the people walking out, they didn't wash. You had the rolls in front of you. Okay, I understand somebody's on a low gluten diet, whatever, they're on a crazy diet. You wash your challah shudas. I guarantee you, I will tell you as a doctor, unless you're anaphylactic to the bread, eat 1/9 of a challah roll. Nobody on their diet is going to be so much. That's a kezayis, your yotzei mitzvah challah shudas. You want to eat 2 slices and have a kabetza. Great. It's a huge mitzvah. It says it's going to stop the fires of Gehenna. It's going to stop Chevle Moshiach. Right? There's huge benefits having challah shudas to wash and have lechem mishnah. It's such an easy mitzvah. You know, they're hard mitzvahs, right? They're very hard mitzvahs. And this is an easy mitzvah. And you get great rewards. Put down the Shulchan Aruch. You get 3 great rewards for washing and challah shudas. So again, a little plug for challah shudas over there.
You don't have it every week?
We should have it every week. Everybody should have it every week. The shul has it once. The shul has the challah shudas once a month. because we have shiurim then. So, you know, it's a trade-off. When we have Shalat Shuddis, we have a 10-minute Dvar Torah. Every other week, we have an hour, 45-minute Dvar Torah. So it's a trade-off. So absolutely, I strongly urge, recommend, tell you that that's the din. Before you come to shul, have Shalat Shuddis at home. Yeah, absolutely. Halacha l'maisa, no doubts. Yanei Malka, famous story over here, fantastic story. Yanei Malka, who is Yanei Malka? So the Beis Yosef, the same thing Beis Yosef says over here that he was the grandson of Matisyo, he was the son of Shimon, and he was the famous Yanei, the Kohen Gadol, who became a Tzduki after 80 years of being the Kohen Gadol. That's who Yanei was. He was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. In any event, maybe he wasn't, others disagree, Yanei Malka married Shimon Ben Shetach's sister. Okay, the story will tell us that. I'll tell it to you now. Umalchasa, his wife, is Shlomo Tzion Hamalka. So she's Shimon Ben Shetach's sister. She was a great, great, great lady. He was not. In any event, Kriach Rifta Bahadi Adavi. No, they were once sitting down in the palace having a meal. Umi Dekata L'Rabban, and Yanei Malka unfortunately killed off all the rabbis. Right? The whole story as to why he did that. They told him, listen, you're not even a kohen. How can you be the king? He's from the Chashmonaim. So he didn't like to get Musa. Very few people like to get Musa, but most people aren't the king and kill everybody that gives them Musa. So the rabbis gave him Musa and told him he was doing a lot of things wrong, and he killed most of the rabbis. Shimon ben Shetach was able to be saved by his sister, as we'll see in the story. She was able to hide him away. The Yerushalmi in the Dorim has a different explanation that that he tricked Yanai into freeing 150 Nazirim from some trouble that they were in. And that's why Yanai got very upset with him. And Shimon Meshetach ran away to Alexandria Mitzrayim. He ran away. And now Shlomo Tzion, his sister, is going to save him and bring him back. Listen to the story. So all the rabbis were dead. And again, this is the amazing schizophrenia that Jewish people can have. He just killed off all the rabbis, and he's still worried about benching. You know, so we can sometimes do the craziest of things. You know, in the Beis Hamikdash, no tumah, but they'll kill somebody and then say quickly before he dies, get him out.
Does
right?
Go to his credit?
Well, I'm sorry.
Does it go to his credit that he wanted to
do? So that goes to his credit. Anytime a person does a mitzvah, no matter how bad the art, goes to his credit. But we're not recommending that you follow Yanei Malka's derech in learning, right? So that's not what we're saying over here. But he did want a bench. Don't Shimon Meshetach is going to give it to him. Don't worry. So lo havei leidish lebruch elu. He didn't know how to bench. Nobody knew how to bench, right? They killed off the only people that knew how to bench, right? So amalu ledvis. He said to his wife, mon yavlin gavra the mevarech lon. Who he knew his wife. He knew she probably hid away some tamidei chachamim, right? So he said, who's going to bench for us? Do you know anybody that could bench for us? Lead us to the bench. Amalei. She said to her husband, ishtabeli di ma'asin lechagavra the lo mitzarale. Swear to me that if I bring you somebody, you're not going to give him a hard time, and I'll bring you somebody. So he swore to her, Ishtabale. Wouldn't break his shvur also. He said, by shvurs in the dark, people are very medactic. So he wouldn't swear to God falsely. I'll kill people, that's okay. I'll cheat at business, that's okay. But not to swear to God falsely. Again, people dichotomize all the time. They do crazy things. Hasn't changed. So Ishtabale, he swore to his wife, I will not kill the guy that you bring out. I won't give him a hard time. So Isaisele, L'Shimon ben Shetach, Achua. She brings out her brother. Here's Shimon ben Shetach. He'll lead us to the benching. So also, so Yanei Malka says, I'll give you the prime seat, right? You get to sit behind the president when he's making his State of the Union address. You get to sit right over there, the prime seat. Billions of people watching you, that's the prime seat. So he sits Shimon Meshetach down right next to him, in between him and his wife. He gives her the seat, he gives Shimon Meshetach the seat of honor. Armaleh, he says to him, look how much honor I'm giving you. You got the VIP seat right here up in front. So Amalei, he responds to him, Lav at kom mukros li. You give me zero honor. Your honor is zero. You know why I have honor? Elorai sahi demokrali. The Torah inside of me, that's what I get honor for. The Chsiv brings down the positive for Mishlei. Sal saleha, that means to caress somebody. Usromeka, and you'll be elevated. Now, that's apparently where the Gemara had a vechule over here. Because Rashi says it's the end of the pasuk, but our Gemara then said, "Well, if Rashi says it's the end of the pasuk, let's quote the whole pasuk." So the editors of the Gemara then filled in the rest of the pasuk, which is where we get the critical idea over here. Techabeidcha kisechabkena, you will be honored those who embrace the Torah. So In any event, he says, the Torah gives me honor, you don't give me any honor. The fact that I'm sitting here in the VIP seat, sometimes you have people that are dying to go and get a picture with the Pope. They're dying to go get a picture with this politician and that politician. That's not what gives a person honor. The Talmud Chacham, so with his Gemara, that would give somebody honor. Amalei, so Yanai says to his wife, Kochaz is the Loma Kabu Morris. You see, no, this arrogant rabbi over here. I'm telling him, I'm giving the seat of honor. He says, you don't give me any honor at all. No, he promised her he wouldn't kill her, so he didn't. Yavula Kisa Kasa Lebruche. No, they bring out the wine for benching, Koshal Bracha. And they say to Yana Yamalka, says to Shimon Meshetach, Omar, go bench. So Omar, he says, Hech Yavrich. So Shimon Meshetach says, I didn't eat anything. How can I bench? What should I bench? I should say, Baruch, Shechalnu Yana, Shechal Yana, Vechaderov, Mishalow? That's the gear city you want me to say? I didn't eat anything. How can I bench? No. Mishalo Shasya, so you're drinking, I'm not drinking, that's how I should bench. So Gemara says, so then Shasya Lahu Kasa. So no, he drinks, they say, okay, so drink that cup, now you drank something, now you can bench. So Yavule Kasa Chrina, they bring him out another cup of wine. Now, why they bring out another cup of wine? So we learn here a very important idea. You're supposed to bench a la kos, right? This is one of those halachas that has no mazel. Everybody has terutzim and terim, why we don't bench a la kos? So the bottom line is, even biyachid, those opinions say you bench you by yourself, should do it a la kos. Most people, I dare say, don't do that. But really, ideally, I'm not saying you have to, they're at Teirim. But ideally, when you have three, right, when shul and shalat shulis, we always bench a la kos. It's not only shul and shalat shulis. It really should be every meal that we should ideally bench a la kos. It's not always so easy to do, but again, one should try, when you have a zimun, to bench a la kos. No, so he didn't. The Gemara's going to ask that. Very good, very good. So Gemara says they brought him out another kos ubarich, and he led the benching. So I'm Rav Abba, bray the Rav Chia bar Abba. Now we delete the words of Rav Yochanan because he's going to say in a moment this is what Rav Yochanan said. So it can't be that Rav Yochanan said this now. And Mel, both of them said Shimon ben Shetach the Ovid legarmehu the Ovid. He said Shimon ben Shetach didn't do right. He did it. That's his own shita. The Ovid legarmeh. He held like that, but nobody else holds like that. Yerek, yeah, but not a drink. You can't be included in the benching if you just had a drink. How can you bench for them? Now, maybe you can be mitzarif. The Gemara will say in a moment to be mitzarif in the 10 you could, but you can't lead the benching. When we said 7 and 3, so one of the 7 has to go and lead the benching. The 3 can count to make it 10. So you could maybe count to be the 10 by drinking, but you can't count to be the guy that's leading the benching if you didn't but wash on bread. Here we said in the name of Yochanan, you can only be the one to lead the benching if you have over here a kizayis of dogon. Oh. Now, the gears that we have is meisve, it's a question, but the Bach says, the Tanya, this is really not a question, this is really the answer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Allah, on this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, all of the Hesiv Imam, if somebody goes and joins the group of people, even he just dipped the vegetable into the dip over here. Or he only ate with them el grogeris achas. He just had one dried fig over here. So that's mitzarif. Mitzarif. He can be included in the 10. However, it's true for mitzarif. He can be included in the 10. If he wants to be the one to lead the benching, the one who led the benching would also bench. And everybody would answer amen. So, ad shiochal kizayis dogon. You have to go and have at least the kizayis of dogon. Whole big discussion over here. He's only mechuyav on a derabbanan basis because he only had a kizayis, and everybody else said kidei sevia. Could a derabbanan be motzi derais? And that's a whole separate discussion. Okay.
We did wrong here.
I'm sorry? So he disagreed. Shimon Shetach is entitled to his own opinion. Okay. He's a Tana. So he's entitled to his own opinion. But that's not the opinion that got codified in halach. Okay. Itmar. In my name, we said similarly to this. Even if he only dipped one vegetable into the tzir, he ate one dried fig mitzarif. However, to be the one to lead the bench, you have to have a kizayis of dogon. Now, how do we pass it over here? Hilchasa ochal alo yerek. If you ate. One, I said before, Allah, I think. When I pronounce it, I pronounce it wrong. So, Allah, the Hesiv. Before it was right. And here he says, Allah Yerek, Vishasa Koshal Yayid. If a person had, Ochal Allah Yerek, if he ate a little bit of vegetable, Vishasa Koshal Yayid, and he drank a little bit of wine, Mitzdarv, he can be included in the 10. That's good. Even a liquid, even a beverage is good. You have to have a shear. You have to have the minimum shear to be included. You can't just sit there and, you know, you have a piece of gum. So you have a shear, then you can be a bit starved. However, lahotzi and a motzi has shiocho kizayis dogun. But to be motzi somebody, you can't do this until you have a kizayis of dogun. On Rav Nachman, now we go into the structure of the benching. We've alluded to this already many times. Very interesting structure of benching. You're talking about brachas that were masakin by Rabbanin. So here, this is the bracha de Rabbanin that you could possibly have. Again, the nusach is the Rabbanin. The mitzvah to bench is the raisa. So Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, you know who was masakin the bracha hazon as hakol? Doesn't get better than this. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe tikin liyisrael birchas hazon. When? B'shor shiorad lehem amon. When the mon came down, so he made the bracha of hazon as hakol. Right, this leads to a whole interesting discussion that the man was a perfect food. It was zon es hakol. That's why Bedak said of the man. The man was perfect. You didn't have to go to the bathroom after the man. Your body took out everything from the man. People that ate man didn't have to go to the bathroom. It was the perfect food. There wasn't any waste inside the food, and your body could absorb it, and it was the perfect food. They asked an interesting question. What bracha did you make on man? If you wanted it to be bread, did you make hamotzi? If you wanted it to be meat, did you make a shakal? So listen to this. The Maharshah brings down over here, the Shah Mitzuyan Ba'alacha brings down over here, his various sources. The bracha was hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. Right? A famous, famous bracha. We should all be zalcha. To be honest, it says that Tzinsenes Mon, right, we just read at the end of Bishalach, that Tzinsenes Mon is still around, buried underneath the Beis HaMikdash, to show people that if you really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all your food's going to come to you for free, like we were in the desert. So, Mietz Hashem, we should all be Zolcha, to make the bracha, Amotzi Lecha Min HaShemayim. That was the first bracha of Benjamin, as on as a call. Yoshua Tikin Lehem Birchas Aretz, Al Aretz V'Yala Mazom. The second bracha, Yoshua made that bracha. When did he do this? So the gears that we have is Kevan. Others have the gears of Bishah, Shenichlusu La'aretz. When they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. David Ushlomo. Wow, what a authorship over here. David Ushlomo Tiknu Bone Yerushalayim. They were masaking the third bracha of Benjamin, Bone Yerushalayim. David Tikein Ayisrael Amechav Yerushalayim Yerecha. David was that, and Shlomo Tikein Allah Bayis Hagadol Yakadosh. And he was the one who built the Beis HaMikdash. David bought the land. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So this bracha is Bonei Yerushalayim. Ah, beautiful. The fourth bracha, this man, the Yomar says, is the Rabbanon. Hatova Meitiv B'Yavne Tiknua. That was a much later, the times of the Sanhedrin in Yavne. That's also very early from our point of view, but much later than Moshe, Yoshua, David, and Shlomo. And that was Kineged Aruge Beita. What happened over there? The famous Nebuch story having Gittin, Dharma Mas, the Osweyom, Shenitnu Aruge Beita Likura. Beita was one of the last strongholds of the Jewish people, and the Romans massacred us over there eventually. That was really the end of the Bayisheni. That definitively destroyed any hopes of having the third commonwealth until B'Meherub Yemenu today, Mashiach comes. So they destroyed the city of Beita. They didn't let them bury them. Some say for 7 years, some say for 20 years. A huge period of time they didn't bury them. And their blood was flowing. So much Nebuch Jewish blood was spilled. There was like rivers of Jewish blood, it says over there. And it fertilized all the fields for many, many years to come. And finally, the Caesar died. New Caesar came. He gave the order. Now you can go bury all of them. So they made the bracha over there. They were sacking the bracha for the Haruge Beitar over here. That finally, Shaharuge Beitar, Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. And Tiknu B'Yavne, Hatova Meitiv. That's where this bracha Hatova Meitiv came about. Hatov Shlo Isricho, their bodies didn't get disgusting. So why do we make a bracha on that? Because we didn't have the malodorous smell. We didn't have to deal with the Masriach. That's why we made the bracha. V'Neitiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. And Baruch Hashem, they're finally allowed to be buried. Right? To get a Jewish Kvura. There are many people in the Holocaust that didn't have a Jewish Kvura. My mother, La Shalom, she had the unbelievable Zuchus. It's a difficult word to use, that she buried her sister right after Auschwitz. Her sister died a few days after they were liberated from Auschwitz, and she was the first Chevra Kaddish of Bergen-Belsen, and she buried her sister. And she says it's the only member of her family that has a burial place. Nebuch, the rest all burnt at Auschwitz. So she always was very, 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 very proud. My sister at least had a Jewish burial place. So this is a very big idea. And such a big idea that the rabbis said over here, we're going to make a bracha and benching. Every time you eat, I want you to realize this is a tremendous thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that he allowed those Jewish people to finally have a kvura. Nebuch, it shouldn't have to be that way, but that was the plan, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And every time we eat bread, so we remind ourselves of this chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Yeah.
Yeah, principle, no open miracles occurred after the prophets.
So what's the open miracle over here?
The open miracle is the body did not
decompose. So first of all, open miracles like that aren't considered necessarily open miracles. You can always give a some sort of terrace. It was very cold. They find the body in the tundra. No, okay, whatever it was. So, first of all, open miracles do occur. Just we can't daven for an open miracle, right? Sometimes, how do you define an open miracle? Six-day war, I would say, is an open miracle. Others would say, no, it's the geopolitical machinations. Okay, isn't that? I say it's an open miracle. So we're not allowed to daven for open miracles, but open miracles occur every day. Ozzy, you just spoke. That's an open miracle. No, according to everybody. According to everybody. That's an open miracle. So we say, b'chol yom. We say, nisim and flows b'chol yom. Right? Every day. So open miracles do occur. It's a mistake to say open miracles don't occur. You're not allowed to ask for an open miracle. That you're not allowed to do. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah.
Sister of your mother, she was buried where? In Poland now?
You know, in Bergen-Belsen. In Bergen-Belsen. We finally found the grave, and my sister went there last year, and she put up Matseva. Yeah. It was a very, very, very moving moment for my sister. Tana Rabbanan. She's named after that aunt that was never killed. Murdered. Tani Rabbanan, say the Birchas HaMazon Kachi. What's the order for Birchas HaMazon? So Bracha Rishona, Birchas HaZon. Now it's telling us more details. Again, we Baruch Hashem, we all know this. We're all Tamid Chacham over here, so we all know the gears. So the first Bracha benching is HaZon HaTzakol. Kachi Bracha Rishona, Birchas HaZon. Shnia Birchas HaAretz, Al Aretz HaMazon. Shlish is Bona Yushalayim. Revi is Atova Meit. As we just said. Now we add the new information. Ubishabis, we had Ritzay. Where do we add Ritzay? Where do we mention Shabbos? Maskel b'nechama. Now, nechama is a strange word, but that's the brach of Boni Yerushalayim. It's called the brach of nechama. Rashi explains over here. Binyan Yerushalayim, kari nechama. We all look forward, b'ezus Hashem, today, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and Yerushalayim will be restored to its full glory. This is called the brach of nechama. Whether we use the nusach that we have, Rachem no Hashem lokeinu, or whether we say the girsa that we say, Nachem, Nachmenu, which is another girsa, which they would sometimes say in the Beis Avel by the Sur Savra. It's similar to a little bit the Nachem that we say in the bench in the davening on Tisha B'Av. So this brach is called the brach of Nechama, even though we never use this Nachmenu girsa. So you add, he says on Shabbos, Maskel b'Nechama. You start Ritzeh, Rachem Noah, and Umesai b'Nechama, and you end off with Boni Rachem Yishalayim Amen, and the Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtzah, and you add Ritzay in the middle of that bracha. That's not Loch Lamaisa. That's what we do. However, not everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ritzay Ratzah Liomra Ben Nechama Omra. If you want to include it in the third bracha, you can. Gesuntei Bebirchas Haaretz Omra. If you want to include it in the second bracha, you can. Bebracha Shetiknu Chacham Biavne Omra. If you want to, you can include it in that bracha. According to this, the fourth bracha is Doraisa. Remember, we had a whole machlokes. So according to this, since you must mention Shabbos in the benching, so this bracha holds that the fourth, this gears holds that the fourth bracha is Doraisa. And if you want to say it in the second, if you want to say it in the third, if you want to say it in the fourth, the obvious question is, why not in the first? He doesn't say he can say it in the first. So they bring down, because it starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem and ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem. So they felt that might be a hefsir. That's one of the reasons it's given. That's the opinion of Elazar. Chacham Amrim, no. No, you must say it in Rachim. You must say it over there. Shmuel says, El ben Nachama Buvad. You must say it over there. No, Chacham Hainu Tanakama. How is this any different than the first opinion that we brought down? So Shmuel says, Ika ben Ayah Di'evit. No, the difference is B'di'evit. The first opinion said, you're supposed to say it in Rachim, but if you said it in the others, you Yotzei. And the third opinion, the Chachamim over here, say, if you said it someplace else, you're not Yotzei. You must say it in the Bracha of Rachim. Where do we know that benching is midaraisa? So Pasuk says, Shinem Abyachalta of Yisovata. Now the Gra changes around the gears over here. The Gra says, this is Abyachalta Yisovata Uveirachta. He says, Zu Birchas HaZimun, not Zu Birchas HaZon. How do you establish the gears of Zimun? First, because first you say Zimun, and then you say the Brach HaZon. So he says that's the order. Others explain the gears that we have is correct because you first say HaZon. If you're davening alone. And it's only if you have three people that then you say Zimun. So that's why it puts Hazon as the first one. In any event, the Gra changes the gears around. We'll follow the gears of the Gra. Yechal v'savot v'rachta zubirchas hazimun. Etz Hashem lokecha zubirchas hazon. Again, he switches it around. Then ala aretz, the pasuk continues. Yechal v'savot v'rachta etz Hashem lokecha ala aretz hatovah asher nosan loch. So that rest of the pasuk, alarit zu birchas haaretz, that's alarit galamazon. Hatova zu is a reference to bnei Yerushalayim. The chenu omer, why is it tova Yerushalayim? Because haratov hazev alvano. So the haratov is Yerushalayim, the harabais. Asher nosalok, the pasuk continues, this is a reference zu hatova metiv. Again, this opinion holds that it's the rais. Fine. Eli el yachrov, this only tells me that you have to bench after you eat, right? You have to make a bracha after you eat. Lufana minayin, how do you know you have to make a bracha before you eat? So Gemara says, Amis kavachomer. The Gemara says, it's a kavachomer over here. Marsha says, it's not a real kavachomer, because otherwise then it would be daraisa, and we don't paskin as daraisa. We had this whole discussion early in the Masechta. In any event, we learn out over here that you should make a bracha before you eat from a kavachomer. Kishu sovem varch. If after I finish, filled up my stomach, I have to make a bracha, so certainly, kishu rov, certainly if I'm hungry, lo kosher kein, it makes more sense. Psychologically, when I'm starved, I should certainly make a bracha if I have to make a bracha after I'm satiated. So therefore, he says that's why you should make a bracha. Now, the girsa that we have is Rabbi. The girsa of the gra over here is that this is Divri Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said this, and now Rabbi Akiva Omer. So we don't have who said the first statement. So the cross says that was Rabbi Shmuel, and now instead of Rabbi, this should be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Eino tzarich, your kavachomer I don't need, because I could learn out from this pasuk that you have to make a bracha beforehand." V'yachalta v'savata v'irachta. Again, the cross says, "Zubirchas hazimun." Avo birchas hazimun. We learn out from a different source. Begadlu l'Hashem iti nafka. So he doesn't have that extra word over here for teaching me the bracha of hazanas hakol according to the cross, or zimun according to the gersa that we have. And ala aretz now zubirchas aretz hatova zubanei yishalayim b'chein omer hatova zev yalvanon hatova made to be yadri tiknua. They don't need a pasuk for that. Eli el yachrab. How do we know the bracha afterward? That's from what we just darshan. Lufanami nine. How do we know you have to make a bracha beforehand? Talmud lomar pasuk tells me asher nasan loch. We learn it out from there. Mishen nasan loch. Only after you have it are you allowed to go and make a. Is it yours? So you have to make a bracha and then it becomes yours. Rav Yitzchak has a different drasha. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Eino Tzarech, he says, I don't need your drasha, I have a different drasha. Har Yomer, Uberach Eslach Lecha V'yes Meimecha. The pasuk says, you shall go and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uberach Eslach Lecha, and Hashem will go bless your food. I'll take away Uberach, don't read Uberach, Elo Uvarech, you shall make a bracha. The Emesai, is it called Lach Mecha? The Emesai Kori Lechem, it's your called Lach Mecha, it's called your bread, that's the many Mepharshim over here bring down. The Marsha says, it's not the gears of Lechem, it's the gears of Lach Mecha. When is it your bread? It's only called your bread after you make the bracha. Now it's called your bread. That's why we now say it's your bread. Finally, one more. Rav Nosson Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need your drasha, I have the following drasha. And we'll save this for tomorrow already. I run out of time, I think. So this is a little bit of a longer drasha. We'll save it, pick this up over here. Another reason where we get the idea that you should make a bracha beforehand, he'll bring a raya from Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a great day, everybody.